This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two organizations that work to prevent suicide among veterans are getting extra help from the federal government. The Healing Warriors program offers alternative medicine and other care for veterans on the Eastern Plains, while Valleywide Health System supports veterans in the Arkansas and San Luis Valleys. Between them, the organizations will split almost $650,000 in new federal grant funding. A doctor who evaluated the accused Boulder King Supers gunman told the jury today that he was sane on the day of the shooting. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The 25-year-old man on trial right now for killing 10 people suffers from schizophrenia, but had the capacity to practice shooting and know right from wrong when he opened fire at the store. This according to Dr. Loandra Torres, who evaluated the man in the state mental health hospital.
He told us that he knew that his actions on the day of the offense were against the law. He knew that his behaviors weren't correct.
Defense attorneys have pointed out the doctor's opinion that the shooting likely would not have happened if the gunman didn't suffer from mental illness, though she still maintains he was sane. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's Denver's annual Startup Week for entrepreneurs. Networking sessions and educational panel discussions are planned throughout the city. Attendance is free for all events. Denver Startup Week was launched in 2012. In Denver, expect mostly sunny skies tomorrow with a 60% chance for severe storms by the afternoon and a high around 85 degrees. In Grand Junction, showers likely tomorrow with a high of 77. This is CPR News.